This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Austin Newman. As we heard yesterday on West Virginia Morning, Crystal Snyder, a single mother of two, lost her job a couple of years ago. But she didn't lose hope. Roxy Todd has more of Crystal's story in the next installment of The Struggle to Stay.
After she lost her job at the t-shirt factory, she kept faith that she would find another job. And she did.
A friend knew I got laid off, and he sent me a link that they were doing offering free job training classes in Huntington.
The job training workshop was through a nonprofit called Coalfield Development Corporation. When she was at the class, she heard they were hiring for a new farmer training program.
And that's how I found Refresh Appalachia, so I'm happy I got laid off.
By the way, remember Colt Brogan from our earlier Struggle to Stay series? He and Crystal actually work together. Like Colt, Crystal spends a lot of her time working at an old farm in Milton that sits right beside Interstate 64. There's an old gray barn with a giant American flag, a tiny green farmhouse where they have work meetings on the porch. One of the best parts about the job, for Crystal, is that she's treated as an equal and gets to do the same work as the men. Crystal was beaming one afternoon last summer when she told me her boss, Ben Gilmer, taught her to drive a John Deere tractor.
Ben and I worked together this past Sunday, and he was very patient, and he taught me how to drive it. And he believed in me and told me to get up there, and I did, and I plowed half that field there. It was awesome. I'm proud to be in the field of agriculture. I'm proud to be on this journey, and I don't know where it's going, but it's going somewhere good.
The program also requires participants to go to school. It's been about 7 years since Crystal was in a classroom. When she got married at 16, she dropped out of high school and ended up getting her GED 3 years later. She took a couple of college courses, but going to school while working and raising two kids, it was just too much, and she eventually dropped out of college. But getting a job that helps her go to college was a game changer.
That associate degree, like that's what I've got my eye on. Like just the fact that I can earn an associate degree in 2 years and earn half of my credits while I'm working. And I'm also getting paid a stipend while I'm at class. So like that's just huge, you know, like one class is hard. I can imagine trying to take two and work, you know, full time. I don't think I could do it. So this is the way I can. And I don't want to stop with the associate degree. I want to keep going. I want to get a master's degree.
But before she gets there, she has to pass her classes. And that's been challenging.
The hardest thing is balancing it all. 33 hours, like working full time and going to school full time, still taking care of a house and a yard and kids and dinner. I don't want to be negative, but I don't know if it's possible. No, I forget that. It's possible.
A few months after she began working with Coalfield Development and started her first semester of college, it became more and more difficult to find time to spend with her two kids, Morgan and Aaron.
I can't focus on like learning if I know my kids are bored or, you know, they need my attention. That's the hardest part.
She's also been struggling financially. And though she loves her job, she makes less money than she did at the t-shirt factory.
My bank account, it's negative $515.98, which is pretty normal. I just had to pay the rent, so it kind of goes with my story.
In June of 2016, Crystal started her first semester of college. She's taking an English class, which she loves because she's learning to write. But it's a summer class, which means it only lasts 5 weeks. Can she finish all her assignments on time while balancing all her other responsibilities? More next time. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Cabell County.
We'll hear the next. next part of Crystal's Struggle to Stay story next week, right here on West Virginia Morning, and on the next episode of the Inside Appalachia podcast. You can listen to more from our Struggle to Stay series on our website at wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Jesse Wright. I'm Austin Newman.
Blues man Robert Cray joins us on the mountain stage this Sunday, along with slide guitarist Sonny Landreth, Luther Dickinson of the North Mississippi All-Stars with Sharday Thomas, and Amy Spies. It all starts at 7 at the Culture Center Theater in Charleston. For more information, log on to mountainstage.org.